time since 1988.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. And make no mistake about it, I love this country, even if I'm critical of some of the people who are running it. I think you can all relate. The frustration abounds over who is not doing their job on the Hill. And it just continues day after day, week after week, excuse after excuse. The time for change is beyond, my friends. We need it to happen now. 2012 could be the year where things really get shaken up. There's some big decisions coming up down the road, including the Supreme Court case on Obama's health care law growing very near the end of March, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. Unprecedented oral arguments going to be heard by the Supreme Court. And then there's this debate as to whether or not Justice Kagan should be recused from the health care case. It's looking more and more like she probably will. I think there's enough evidence as to why it doesn't make any sense for her to sit in on this decision. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Plus, we're going through the presidential election year. You're going to have Republicans debating all the way through, I think, Super Tuesday, and, you know, maybe even beyond that. Let's see what happens in Florida. That's a big vote that looms on the heels of this latest debate. There's been 19 debates, so now we actually have the primary coming up, rather. And on the stage, you pretty much are getting the same attack things that are happening, but there are little things that change from venue to venue. Since in Florida they care about immigration laws and what's happening with that, they care about things that affect Medicare and Social Security, not that they don't in South Carolina and Iowa and New Hampshire, but things are tweaked a little bit depending on who the moderator is and depending on the primary. But the Florida primary is looming, and you've got Gingrich and Romney just arguing over and over again about past. That's the one thing about this reality show that's getting old. You know, most of you are smart enough to realize this. If you watch any reality television whatsoever, I mean, pick your poison. I don't care if it's The Amazing Race or if it's The Housewives of XYZ. There's so many of them now. Or it's Fear Factor or something else. I mean, there's just so many. The thing is, what people don't realize, if they are duped into believing it's really happening as they're seeing it, it's not that way. Usually there's somebody behind the cameras directing them to be nastier or to jab each other or any of that kind of stuff. But really, with these debates, I don't think they need to be goaded into getting nasty. Some of this stuff is getting pretty nasty, especially between Romney and Gingrich. But it's all about the past. It's all calling out the person next to you on the past over and over and over again. That's the one thing that just gets old. And they must have tons of people working on this stuff, because that's what happens. They're culling through everything, trying to find something. There was even a crazy moment where the Gingrich campaign on Thursday sent reporters to a video from 95 where Nancy Reagan praised Newt Gingrich and said this: "Ronnie turned the torch over to Newt and the Republican members of Congress to keep that dream alive." Because what Gingrich is trying to do is claim that he is not only the best debater and the only one who could debate Obama, but he's also the most Reagan-esque. Do you think he's Reagan-esque? Do you think he embodies Ronald Reagan? I mean, if you had to make a choice now and you're not going to vote for Obama, who's the person that you would pick? Because these primaries matter. Ultimately, they'll cull it down to one person as you get closer to the Republican convention, and that's in August. So by June, I thought it was going to happen by spring, and maybe it does happen by spring. You know, who's going to be the last man standing? Who's going to be the last person standing there? So there were all kinds of sights and sounds and things that happened in this latest debate. Here's a little snippet of Ron Paul on Fannie and Freddie, and then Newt getting defensive.
That subject really doesn't interest me a whole lot. But the question does. The question is, what are we going to do about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? It should have been auctioned off right after the crash came. It would have been cleansed by now. It should have been sold.
I thought we were a country where one of the purposes of candidates going around was to actually learn about the states they campaigned in and actually be responsive to the needs of the states they campaigned in.
And Newt got defensive because he was called out for pandering to every single state that they stopped in. And whether it's South Carolina or New Hampshire or Iowa or now Florida, the thing with Florida is that Newt said, you know, we got to have a man on the moon. We got to have a moon station by 2020. So he didn't say that before until he got to the Sunshine State, because the people there care about NASA. They care about funds for future space exploration. And when things get cut from that budget, it affects people in that state, because tourism, all that stuff, is cut down a little bit for the people that normally would go to the Space Center, to the people who watch the launches, you know, the whole thing. I don't have to lay it out for you, but you get it. When there's less dollars going there, there are less people that have jobs there, number one, and there are less people that get some of the runoff of the economy in the Space Coast, because people are there for the restaurants and all that other sort of stuff. So, yeah, he was pandering, definitely, and they called him out on it. That's the thing. All right, so we're going to call out a couple of people coming up here on this Hour of America tonight, including we're going to take a look at two big projects, one that got bounced and one that looks like it could go through, and who they're going to benefit. Whose friends do they benefit? You can only guess where I'm going with this. Plus, a look at the military budget now with all these slashes. I have some suggestions as to how it could be less painful in looking at this from all angles. Before I did this as a talk show host, I used to be a television reporter anchor, and I covered Vandenberg Air Force Base, and I can remember how nervous people were in California, because every so often the defense budget would be up for grabs and there would be talk of what bases are going to close. And Vandenberg originally was going to have the space shuttle launches. They were going to get space shuttle launches, but that was killed. Unfortunately, when the Challenger crashed, they decided not to do that. Now, I was there many years later, but that town, Lompoc, California, was really pumped up and primed to become this major area because they were going to launch the space shuttle. But then that was mothballed, and that cut into what some of the things that they were building there and what was going on there. But there was fears that Vandenberg maybe would end up on a base list that would be slashed, although highly unlikely, and it hasn't happened because they launched Titan missiles and other things. We'll get to it. We'll cut through that 1%. I'll tell you where we can cut the 1% instead of the nonsense that they're suggesting out of the Pentagon. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Military versus the suggestions that are flying around out there. And also, I'm going to reveal to you a couple of plans in Washington that are going to favor a few people. Let's just say the names are George Soros and Warren Buffett, two different projects. Let's see. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri first. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm exhausted.
That's why I love you. You're exhausted.
I've been burning the candle at both ends, and last night I heard you talking about Made in America. I'm like, okay, get out the phone. And I was in my recliner, and I swear I was just like in La La Land, but I could still hear you talking. And I'm like, God, it's a Made in America night. And I thought, I said, sheesh. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm just too tired. But I have been.
Well, I want to tell you this before. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want to tell you this. Lee Brune was on the show with us.
I know, I heard that, and I'm going,
yeah.
I missed him.
Yeah, he was good.
And, oh, he's such a sweet man.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's a doll, but then again, I had probably longer conversations with him. He really, I think, is a very, very nice young man. Anyway, but I have another very nice lady for you that might do an interview. I mean, awesome lady. But I want to say I'm so sick of Romney's name, I could just gag.
Anybody but Romney, huh?
Well, no. Not just anybody. I swear that man is such a wimp, and he's such a hypocrite, and I just want to throw up when I hear his name. Literally, I do. I was like, go away. Just go away and stay away. Go make more millions or whatever it is you do. But go away. Anyway.
But you know he's not going away. He's not going away.
Well, I know that was all the media's pick and the Dems wanted him because he's just another McCain. And Gingrich is actually giving him a run for his money. But damn it, people, pay attention to Ron Paul. Good grief. There's not a more honest politician, in my opinion. than Ron Paul, and he does have his quirks, but he's still honest. But I have to tell you about the shop I found. It's called Norton USA. Actually, it's Norton's plural. It's in Barrington, Illinois. Mm. And this is an entrepreneur that started out to have only Made in America products in her shop. And so I called her, and I told her what I was doing. And I said, I'm a fan of Kate Delaney's, and she has a thing going about Made in America. And I just explained it to her. And so she explained to me, she started out with 25 vendors, just everything Made in America. And she's even so picky, if her greeting cards come in a box made in China, she doesn't order the greeting cards.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Deborah Leidig. Mm. And she started a program called Bring Back One, which is trying to get companies to bring back just one of their products to America. And she started, like I said, started out with 25K. She now has over 380 vendors, all of whom make their products in America, and she researches every single product. And how I found her was I was getting ready to order tissue because I order from Nashville Wraps, wonderful company. So I called them, and I said, look, I can't see where this product is made because there was a couple of other things I want. And I said, if it's China, I don't want to order it.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a lot of information, sent me to their blog. Robbie Meadows owns Nashville Wraps, wonderful man. And over the years, he has started bringing back American-made products. He's up to 70% now, all American-made in their catalog. But I found Deborah's store because they have a blog you can post on.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not believe the like, cottage industries and the small business owners that are demanding Made in America products. It was just the most wonderful chat with this lady. And you know what I'm finding? They are so much nicer, more accommodating, and a lot friendlier than your big corporations. And
boy,
they just...
It sure seems that way. Norton's, right? Is that what it is?
It's called Norton's USA, and she's in Barrington, Illinois. It's kind of an upscale community. But I found, oh, my God, I have my list. And I'm like, don't do this to me. But I want some of her baking stuff because I can't stand the crap coming out of China for baking, and I am a chronic baker. I baked 48 loaves of bread just before Christmas, and I don't know how many dozens of cookies. And my daughter had given me a set of baking stuff, and I didn't say anything, and I'm like, I hate it. Because it's just, I mean, everything burns, really, if you don't wash it real close.
Sure.
And it was all made in China, but I kept my mouth shut, and I'm like, okay, I'll just maybe do a meatloaf in it, in the loaf pans. Well, the meatloaf burns, too, and I'm an excellent cook. And I thought, no, mm-mm. But she's got some wonderful heavy-grade aluminum. She has a jewelry cleaner. Now, I spent $8 for jewelry cleaner, and hers is $4. Made in America.
All right, so we're gonna check that out, Izzy, because we've got another.
I'll send you all the info if you like.
We've got another one coming up. That's good.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks, Izzy. All right, so just so people know, you don't get lost in the sauce with that conversation. I do a segment called Made in America, and the idea is I'm talking to people all over the country about what products they're making and what they have to go through, what kind of hoops they have to go through to make things in America versus getting anything from overseas. And what I found is when these companies are doing pretty good, people try to swoop in and buy them out, but they can't promise them they're not using things from other countries. So a lot of times they'll back out. They won't sell, because even though they could make more money, they really, really want to keep it made in America. And I think that's exciting. So we're going to keep that quest to introduce you to more people that make things in America. And it's not all expensive stuff, because that's misinformation. I'm sure there are things that are expensive out there like anything else, but it's not all expensive. A lot of it is affordable. This idea that you have to run down to Walmart and buy cheap, 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 because now you have more money in your pocket is what cost us in the end and started the big box stores thriving and started all that's happened with China and people shipping not just to China but also to other places because it's so much cheaper to make things, buttons, you know, sporting goods, equipment. I mean, name it, and they make it. You'd be shocked at the things that are made overseas, things that you think are American made and aren't. It's an easy game to play. You just start to look on the inside of your clothing, or when you go out and you go shopping and you've got to get little odds and ends, and you you pick things up, whether it's some plates or maybe it's something that you need for the house, you flip it over and you'll be stunned at how many of the things that you think are made just around the corner somewhere are not. In fact, they're made in China. So we'll do that again next week. We usually do that on Tuesdays, Made in America. And we're going to start to post them on the website, too. So if you miss it, don't worry. If you tuned in too late, like Izzy said, you'll be able to go to the website and look it up and listen to that interview. And so far, it's been really an interesting ride down that road. All right, coming up, we'll take some more phone calls. We're almost up against it, but 800-259-5791. And as promised, I'm going to tell you about the Pentagon's budget cuts. You know, this is the day that we knew was coming, and what they're going to have to slash out of the budgets. You know, what Panetta is just aghast about, just hysterical about, now he's had to agree to this 1% cut, whatever it is. It amounts to 1%, but they're talking about having to cut troops and having to cut veterans, well, veterans' health care, having to increase it, whatever they have to do to make up the money. And I have a great suggestion. It's a simple one. How about if we pull our 28,000 troops out of South Korea? Do we have to worry about North Korea being contained anymore? Do we really have to be concerned about what's happening there? Didn't we just have a transfer of power? I mean, come on, really? Save money right there. Here's another place where we could save money. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. How about the 54,000 troops that we've got in Germany? How about that? How about while we see what's happening in Egypt, while the son of the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, is barred from leaving Egypt, how about if we pull our money from Egypt, which probably amounts to about $3 billion? We're giving the Muslim Brotherhood $3 billion. Why don't we take that money back? We could pour that back into defense if we're worried about being uncovered and possibly opening up ourselves to terrorist attacks. Stay with us.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a subtle and a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
You want to take a swing at one of the candidates, feel free. They're used to it. The Republicans are used to it. You know, Jan Brewer said that the president was a little thin-skinned. He's not used to taking the punches. Not really, because of the people that are sycophants, I think, a lot of them around him. And the ones who aren't are in Chicago trying to get him reelected. In this case, with the Republicans, because they've got to take it, between the campaigning and then jumping on the stage, it seems like week after week after week for 19-plus debates, you got to have a thick skin big time. So if you want to take a swing at one of them, we got a pinata stick here for you. Feel free. If you want to poke a hole in one of the four, you can do it. Izzy, man, she does not like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has a lot of fans, but Mitt Romney has detractors, as does everybody. Ron Paul has a lot of fans, but But he usually says what Izzy says. Listen, he's an honest guy. I think he's an honest guy, too. And he's got some great ideas. But, okay, there are things he's quirky about. Everybody always has that okay but with Ron Paul. That's part of Ron Paul's problem, the overall appeal. He's got massive loyalty. He's got a lot of youth that are supporting him. And he has the authenticness. But does he have the electability? The answer is, I hate to burst your bubble, no, and it's because everybody has the butt. But he's a little kooky on this one thing, or I don't agree that this is just crazy that he thinks that, but all these other things are great. So that's the problem. He comes off a little bit too nutty for most people. And so far he hasn't come through and won any state. He's gonna have to be able to do that too. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, Kate, I'm hearing this word on your program a lot tonight. Nobody's saying it exactly, but it's being referred to quite a bit, and it's the exact reason why people dislike Ron Paul. He's an isolationist. Okay?
That's true. He is an isolationist. I agree with that. He says pull everybody out. Yeah.
Now this is what we have in America, okay? We have Democrats, liberals, who are basically socialist, communist wannabes, who cannot come up with a creative idea of their own. It's not possible. They have a mind block or something like that. Their only idea is more good money from the government to make everything work. That's all you heard come out of Obama's mouth the other night. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. Our government ain't got to do nothing but get out of Americans' lives, do the minimum that's needed. But in any case, though, then you have a lot of people that claim to be conservatives who really don't have very many ideas of their own. And so when they hear about jobs going overseas and this and that, okay, buy American, and this is going to save America. Okay? That's not what's the problem in America today, Kate. Okay? Now, we talked a little bit about this last night about jobs, et cetera. That was Obama's big speech, bring all these corporations back to America. Hey, I'd like to do a trade. You know what trade I'd like to do, Kate?
What one?
Let's take all the companies that are from foreign countries that build stuff in the United States. All the car companies, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Volkswagen. My Jetta was built in Tennessee, my brand new 2010 Jetta. It was built in Tennessee, diesel engine, great car, okay? BMW's got plants here. I even think Mercedes has a plant here, okay? Let's take Siemens, you even mentioned last night when we talked about them. It's got 70,000 workers in America.
Right.
Let's take all of those jobs, shut them down, tell those countries to take those jobs back to their country. Then let's bring all of our people back here that have got companies all over the world and employees over there, and bring those jobs back. Which one do you think would balance out the hire?
Oh, I still say that we have too many jobs that are overseas, Don.
There's more jobs from American companies overseas than there are Americans working for foreign companies in the United States.
I do, but I understand your point, and you are correct in your point. When we say made in America, too much is going to China or India or Mexico. I still think that, and I still think that we need to support made in America. We need to make things. We need to be part of that process. But I'm not saying that we can't still have an exchange. Yes, we still have to have some, absolutely, and vice versa, absolutely.
What are the two all-American cars, Kate?
Give me a Chevy. Give me a Ford.
Corvette, and what's the Ford version? The Mustang, right?
Yeah.
80%, I bought a convertible Mustang back in 06. 80% of that car was built overseas. Parts, et cetera, assembled in the United States. At my point behind all of this is that it has become a world economy. Things are built everywhere. They're shipped around. You don't know what you're buying, okay? Somebody could slap on the back of your, I haven't seen a VCR or a television that says made in America in the last 10 years or whatever at least. But they could slap something on the back of that that says made in America. Okay, maybe it was assembled here, but the parts were probably built somewhere else, okay? So the point being is that we can't sit back and blame the world for our problems by saying we need our jobs back here, okay? The problem is we need somebody to run the country as a business, in a sense, make sure, you know, which Obama has done nothing. And, you know, I told you I thought he hasn't really done much at all, period. Yeah, he has. He's burnt $5 trillion since he's been in the presidency, Kate. You know, 33% or over half of what was already in it, you know, that we were already in debt. And it's yet the economy's not going anywhere. It's stagnant. Okay.
Right.
We haven't gone
right.
super bad, but we haven't gone super better.
Yeah, you're right.
The market's still the same.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So you need somebody in there that knows what they're doing, at least with the economy, can stand tough on the foreign issues, you know, And you brought something up a minute ago. You were talking about Lompoc and Vandenberg, okay, which was interesting because you had mentioned how, you know, they ended up not getting the launching site for the shuttles, okay,
right,
for the space program, and it cost those people there a lot of money. We've got bases all over the world. I talked to you about this before, that some of them, I think, need to be pulled out. But at the same time, you do understand that if we got a military base like Ramstein in Germany that has 10,000 troops in it, or airmen or whatever, there are a lot of Germans and German contractors that make money off of that base. So a lot of our bases that are still in England, still in Germany, still in Japan, that we probably don't need to have those troops there. We don't need those bases there. Part of it, I guess, is to do with, you know, keeping our connection with those countries as friends. Well, I'm with you. In certain places, I don't agree with you about Korea, because I don't know what this new nutcase, the nutcase's son's going to do. We pull out, he may just be stupid enough to try to cross the DMZ and start another war.
Sure.
You know, but there's a lot of bases around, and they're talking about pulling. They always talk about cutting back troop strength. Like, let's just tell our friends in Japan and Germany, hey, anybody messes with you, we got your back, but we just cannot afford to, unless you want to pay for them, we cannot afford to have these bases here anymore. You know, we can't afford to have the troop strength positioned here. You know, we've got to put it in places in the world where, you know, we can stop terror and redeploy, basically, you know. And I know this, Kate, you know, because you know I grew up on an army base in Japan.
Yes, yeah.
You know? At that time, yeah, we were in the middle of the Cold War, and we probably needed it. Who knows? But as far as I know, nobody's attacked Germany or Japan or Italy or any of those countries in the last 50 years or 70 years since the war.
Yeah.
So my point being is that, you know, yeah, there's things we can cut back, you know, but the real issue behind all this is not, you know, buy American, it's become isolationist, let's just forget about the rest of the world, pull everybody in. That's the way they were thinking before World War II, Kate, you know. And I told you I'm absolutely convinced if on September 3rd, the day that Germany and Britain and France declared war on Germany, okay, after Germany had invaded Poland, if the United States had gone right along with them, that war would have been over by 1942 before the death camps were being built, okay? But no,
I agree with that.
We want to sit back and we want to just go, oh, no, they're on the other side of the pond, and which, by the way, I know I'm running short, but I got to tell you this funny thing. I don't know if you heard about this in the news. These two guys, I guess, 3.5 years off the coast of Massachusetts, their boat flipped over in a storm or whatever, and they swam ashore. And the Coast Guard wouldn't go down and get the boat unless they had to deep salvage it if they wanted to. And, of course, they didn't have the money to do that. It showed up last week off the coast of Spain.
Oh, I didn't see that. You're kidding.
It went all the way across the currents in the Atlantic to Spain, the boat did.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a trip. I heard that on the news and on the radio on CBS, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I guess my point is I just don't want people to look at the world as going, they're the enemy, we're the good guy, you know, we got to be better than them. No, yeah, we need to keep our kids getting educated. We need to be at the top of the game. That's right. We need our economy to get going. But we need people in the presidency and in Congress that know how to do that, you know, or not just sitting there trying to capitalize off of greed. You know, Obama sat there and pointed the finger at Buffett and said, Buffett ought to be paying out. But guess what? Warren Buffett just gave half of his fortune to charity.
He did. The Gates Foundation, the stuff that Bill and Melinda Gates founded.
Like,
absolutely.
Keeping every penny of it going, oh, gee, what are we doing?
That's true. That's true. Pointing the finger in that direction is not always the right thing to do because you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. Absolutely, I agree with that. I think, thanks, Don, I think the greed part comes when you have a CEO, I've said this already before, who makes 350 times more than the average worker. That's ridiculous, and that's out of bounds. Hang with us.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song.
Finally, we get to odds and ends and that second glance as to who is zooming who. And actually profits from some of the things that are being suggested, like what's going to happen with gas, natural gas. There's a proposal right now that would offer incentives for companies to buy and use trucks powered by natural gas. Okay. The president announced this at a UPS facility in Vegas. He was there on that trip that he just took. He went to Colorado after that. That got money, stimulus funding, to buy natural gas trucks and build a fueling station for them. The proposal is very similar to the new Alternative Transportation to Give Americans Solutions Act. Did you ever hear of that? So here's the thing that's just kind of interesting. I'm just going to tell you this. You know, because everybody's calling each other out in Washington that it's cronyism and these people benefit from that, and those people benefit from that. So in this case, George Soros, a billionaire investor who's absolutely the major backer of President Obama, will make a massive amount of money, a windfall from the legislation promoting natural gas trucks and cars and all that sort of stuff. That's right. So, see, there's always someone behind it that reaps the money. Wouldn't you like to be that person? Wait, it's me. I'm in the background. So, because he's one of the chief beneficiaries, his hedge fund would get a ton of that. And what is Soros given? I looked this up the other day. It's easy to find this stuff anyway. But Soros has given $384,000 to the Democratic Party. Then you go through the PACs and the candidates and yada, 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 and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's not a secret that he has been an early supporter of the president's, at first in his Senate campaign in Illinois, and then when he ran for president and supported that, too. And here's just another political payoff. I mean, it is. So when the White House is very preachy about the millionaire-billionaire thing, and they must pay their fair share of tax, they got to pay 30%. They got to pay 30%. In 2 days, there's two examples. George Soros is going to make money on this deal, and I don't think they're going to have any problems with this. This pushes through the natural gas deal, liquefying it. And then we told you about this the other day, Warren Buffett and the railroad. So, the XL pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline, forget about that for now. We're going to punt on that. And who benefits from it? Well, the person who benefits from it is Warren Buffett, because Warren Buffett, his railroad, basically, that Berkshire Hathaway has a chunk of, will end up transporting all of the oil through the rail system, as it turns out. So how about that? The push for the billions of dollars of infrastructure improvements that have been made and have allowed North Dakota's oil shipping capacity to basically keep pace with a crazy skyrocketing production. It makes North Dakota, and I know I've already said this before, but I'll say it again, the fourth biggest oil producer. And they're only going to be behind Texas as far as crude is concerned. So then what happens is they were counting on the Keystone Pipeline to move the North Dakota crude. But instead, Warren Buffett benefits because his Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, which is a unit of his company, will rail it out of North Dakota. How about that? So there's two people benefiting. So if somebody's going to call somebody out, you got to just look a little bit deeper. And listen, it goes from party to party. Republicans are guilty of it. Democrats are guilty of it. We just saw this with the State of the Union address. So here are two brilliant examples of supporters who benefit from clearly what's happening out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So give me a break with all that. All right, that tops odds and ends, but that's not the only thing we want to talk about. Another thing, in looking around at some of what the buzz is probably in your backyard, you know, we've been talking about the Republican debates, and Obama might be the guy you're voting for, so you're not even paying as much attention to the debates at this point, just here and there. But it's crazy, the ratings for these things. When you're talking about 5 million, 6 million, just amazing how many people are tuning in. So somebody's watching them and paying attention to it, to be sure, because I went through and looked at cold all the networks and saw what the ratings were, and all of the ratings were good. Everybody had solid ratings. Nobody had low ratings. I mean, nobody was talking about, you know, barely a million people. Nobody had that. In fact, they all had much more than that. And what do the networks have to gain? More eyeballs and the times that they step away briefly. And, they're selling more soap because it's all about selling that soap. So it's working because too many are watching. All right, we often talk about, social media and what's happening with Facebook and what's happening with Twitter, because, like it or not, we're being dragged into the technology of the future. Technology is good in some ways, and it's terrible in other ways. When you go to lunch with people and all they do is look at their phone, or their phone rings, or they're texting, I think that's annoying. There's not so much of that human interaction, which is why I believe so many of you, whether you tune in and out, you like the spoken word. You like to hear talk radio. You like, I say this all the time, that you get a chance to participate. Please throw in your 2 cents on any of this. 800-259-5791. Because you can react to things versus doing the texting thing, the tweeting thing, the Facebooking thing. But I think there's some value to it. But the one thing that has happened is it has tripped up more people in jobs where they've been fired, or it's put them on clearly on a path of where they're the threats, the level of threats sometimes have gotten people in trouble to the point of where they end up in a courtroom. We just recently told you the story of the San Francisco player who, Kyle Williams, who actually was tweeted death threats, hundreds of death threats, because he fumbled a punt return, and ultimately that led to San Francisco losing their ball game and what would have sent them into the Super Bowl. So that's what, once you're out there, boom, that's what he ended up getting back. The other thing is then sometimes you also have the inappropriate tweets. And apparently, you know, Joe Paterno, the legendary coach, dies over this past weekend at the age of 85. And, you know, he had this career, crazy career. How many years was he in coaching? 46-year career at Penn State, goes out tarnished by a child sexual abuse scandal, because it's a scandal at Penn State involving that former assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky. And sadly, some of the tweets that were out there for Paterno were just so dead wrong. Maybe a poor choice of words, but sent to his family, trying to get the family to read some of the tweets about Paterno and what he did or didn't do in the Sandusky case. I mean, look, I agree that it was terrible what happened there, and Paterno, I think, should have pushed harder. But he did tell the people above him. He did send the information immediately up the chain to the head of the campus police and to the ultimately the president of Penn State University. So it was up to the president to do something. It was really on his lap. So shame on the people who are tweeting these obnoxious things in the name of Joe Paterno and sending them to people at the university, or worse, sending them to the family. Ooh. You know that whole thing about what goes around comes around. There is a thing called a retweet, so people better be careful. Hey, any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.